coming. He's being chased. He's being sacked. D'Amico Ryans has him.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome inside the film room. I'm Adam Kaplan. He's NFL film senior producer Greg Cosell. Greg, we're looking at the wide receivers in this group, and you know the complaint I hear from people, and a lot of fans who follow me on Twitter, hey, there are no receivers who should go in the first round. I don't believe that. You've seen this group already.
So are wide receivers now interchangeable too, like running backs? Is every position except quarterback interchangeable?
It's crazy. I don't know what it is.
Maybe every team should pass in the first round and wait till the third round and then draft and hope that it's a good player.
Right. So let's look at this group here. Justin Hunter is a kid who's probably needs to put a little weight on. He's 6'4". He's not even 200.
Right.
He's really smooth. He could run.
Really smooth.
What do you say?
You know, the one issue for this kid, and it's a big issue, is he has very inconsistent and erratic hands. And obviously for a receiver, that's a big issue. But this kid's body type and his movement is reminiscent of A.J. Green. Now, he's not A.J. Green, so I don't want people to think, oh, you know, he's A.J. Green.
Right.
But he's a very fluid mover with really good size.
Gotcha.
He's got vertical ability, and if he has free access, meaning he's not pressed, then he has really good build-up speed, and he can run.
Look at the body type on this kid. And he's a long stride. He looks actually bigger than 196.
We're going to get to Cordarrelle Patterson.
Yeah.
That guy's tape. Justin Hunter is far better than Cordarrelle Patterson.
Well, speaking of Cordarrelle Patterson, I know you and I were able to sit in for the workouts and see him. Greg, what have you seen?
He's an intriguing player because he's far better at this point with the ball in his hands than he is as a route runner. In fact, he's very explosive in the open field with the ball. As a route runner, he's not explosive at all. He needs a lot of work. He's a clear case that if you draft him in the first round, you better teach him. You better have a wide receiver coach that stays on his rear end and works this kid because he needs to learn how to run routes. He needs to learn how to eat up cushions, create separation, not give away routes. He needs to learn how to use his explosiveness as an athlete, as a route runner. He can't do that now.
Now, Keenan Allen from Cal is probably one of the best receivers for this draft. Not a lot of people are talking about him, but he was hurt at the combine, could not participate. Greg, what have you seen?
Well, you know what, Adam? Classic case. People tend not to talk about receivers if they're not viewed as explosive.
Mm-hmm.
And this kid's not explosive in a pure sense, but he's a very smooth accelerator. I think he's got some vertical ability, but he's a big kid. You know who he reminds me of? He reminds me of Reggie Wayne when he came out of Miami. And by the way, Reggie Wayne was maybe the 30th pick in the first round. He was not a top 10 pick. You know, it's easy to say Reggie Wayne now, potential Hall of Famer, and people go, oh, my God.
But I'm
just comparing him to when Reggie Wayne.
Well, he wasn't a burner, Reggie Wayne.
Correct.
Remember,
he was never a burner in the NFL.
But he
got over the top at times.
Mm-hmm.
I think Keenan Allen has similar traits to Reggie Wayne coming out of Miami. He's a smooth kid. He's a fluid kid. And he's very good run after catch.
And DeAndre Hopkins from Clemson, Greg, he's a guy with size. What have you seen from him?
Yeah, I like this kid. He's a kid that's big, he's physical, has really good hands. He has vice grip hands.
Hmm.
He reminds me in some ways of Anquan Boldin. Now, I think he actually runs better than Boldin. And again, it's tough to compare guys. You know, Bolden's played this league a long time. Boldin ran a 4.72 at the combine. I was there, and people gasped in the stands because 4.72 for a wide receiver is terrible. But we've seen Boldin's career. Another guy, by the way, that at times gets over the top even though he can't run.
Right.
Isn't it funny how that happens? Guys who can't run get over the top because it's not a function of 40 times. But I think Hopkins is a kid. There's a place for him in this league as a good receiver. You know, I guess everybody likes to say, is he a number one? Is he a number two?
I
think a lot of these designations, unless you have a truly special guy like a Calvin Johnson or an Andre Johnson in his prime, I think those designations are losing steam in the NFL for the simple reason that teams line up with multiple wide receiver sets.
Sure.
They line up in all different places. Calvin Johnson now lines up in the slot a lot. So I'm not sure it means anything to say, is he a number one? Is he a number two? I think Hopkins is a physical wideout, can catch the ball, can run a little bit. I think he catches the ball between the numbers very well, which is very important in the NFL.
Now, when we talk about speed, There's nobody like Tavon Austin from West Virginia in this draft. He's unbelievable.
He's a video game.
He is. Now, people compare him to DeSean Jackson. We love DeSean, but this kid is so versatile. I love when you watch this kid, and I've seen, I think, four or five games from him, I'm thinking if the right OC gets him, right offense coordinator, this kid could be special.
Well, I think he will be an interesting litmus test for where the league's going, because there's a lot more college concepts that are being integrated and incorporated into the NFL. And I'm not just talking about read option. I'm talking all kinds of backfield actions, all kinds of receivers shifting and in motion across the formation, into the backfield, from the backfield elsewhere. Don't forget, Austin lined up as an eye back in the pistol late in the season and was unbelievable. Look what the Seattle Seahawks just did trading for Percy Harvin, what they gave up. They didn't give up all that just to line up Harvin at either X or Z and say you're just a receiver.
He's a running back.
They lined him. Right. They made that trade and gave up what they did because he's going to be a movable chess piece, a joker, as it were. I think Austin is the same guy. He's the most dynamic offensive player in this draft. I personally believe he should be a top 10 pick.
All right, his teammate from West Virginia, Stedman Bailey.
Yeah.
Greg, your thoughts?
Yeah, he's not as explosive, obviously, as Austin. But I think Bailey, to me, has really good lateral quickness. He's really good in and out of breaks. Deceptive speed. He had some vertical routes at West Virginia. Did run by some corners, but I'm not sure that's what he is in the NFL. But he's very, very quick. He struck me as a guy that would probably do most of his work in the NFL from the slot.
I could definitely see that. Now, we look at USC receivers. Historically, Greg, they've been much maligned.
They have.
It's been a tough group, but Robert Woods has, he's had some production.
Yeah, I like Robert Woods. And again, I think Robert Woods, he's a little bit smaller than Justin Blackmon from a year ago and not quite as strong, purely strong. But I think there's some similarities. I think Woods is very good after the catch. And I was very surprised by that. I didn't know much about Woods other than his production before I saw the tape. And I was really surprised at how good he was run after catch. Much better than I thought.
Now, before I left for the Senior Bowl, you and I spoke, and I said, give me a list of guys you've seen on tape already. And you mentioned Quentin Patton.
I did.
From Louisiana Tech. You said, keep an eye on this kid. And I did. And here's the thing that I loved about him. He caught everything. He's strong. Not a huge kid.
Yeah.
The only thing that stood out to me that I thought was a negative is he wasn't a burner, wasn't very fast. And sometimes you look at those kids, you go, boy, we really like him, but he might be a slot guy.
Yeah, and I've heard that from some people, but we're watching a piece of Senior Bowl tape here, and we're going to watch Patton run a vertical route here. And this is one thing that I always look at. He separates with the ball in the air, and that is absolutely I remember talking to Ron Jaworski about Mike Quick, for people who remember that years ago, and Jaws said that if you timed Mike Quick in the 40, he'd run a 4.6 or a 4.7. But he said when he went vertical and Jaws put the ball up,
he would go get
Quick
it.
Would separate from the corner with the ball in the air. Mm. So it wasn't a function of 40 time. I saw a little bit of that from Quentin Patton. Now, is he a burner? No. But I thought he was a pretty polished receiver for a guy who did not run a lot of routes. At Louisiana Tech, he only lined up on the right side, never lined up anywhere else.
Okay.
So, obviously, he was limited in his route tree, but I thought he was very polished as a route runner.
Now, one of my favorite sleepers for the draft, in fact, you mentioned him to me, and I knew about him at the Senior Bowl, is Aaron Millett from Elon. I'm like, Elon, first of all, I had to find out where the school was.
North Carolina.
Right, I had to look it up. This kid at the Senior Bowl, he saw a big body.
Yeah.
Can go get the football. What have you seen from him?
Well, remember Brian Quick last year from App State?
Right.
Ended up being a second-round pick, and he has to learn the NFL game, and I'm sure he'll play more this year for the Rams. I think Millett is a very talented receiver. He's a big kid. I think he moves well. In fact, when I was finished watching the tape with Millett, I liked him more than Patton.
I did.
And again, I don't know what that means as far as where guys get drafted, but here's what I did. I went back and looked at Millett last year, because you know who they played last year? Vanderbilt. He went up against Casey Hayward.
Casey Hayward. He's a pretty good player, by the way.
And by the way, he did a really good job against Casey Hayward.
Okay.
So when I watched that tape, and that was from his season last year, 2011, I said to myself, you know what? I think this kid's got a real chance.
All right, Greg, great job out of you. He's Greg Cosell. I'm Adam Kaplan. Keep watching us inside the film room.
They could use an interception. They could use a fumble, something. They need a game-changing play. The rush is coming. He's being chased. He's being sacked.